This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Once again, folks, it's that time of the month. The August jobs report has been released. And for years now, we have responded to the monthly jobs report with our resident expert on economics. But most importantly, he is the chief economist of the Center, or for, I should say, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, centeronbudget.org. Chad Stone joins us now. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. Pleasure to speak with you, as always. 315,000 for the month of August. June was revised down by about six figures, 105,000. July revised down by only 2,000. So again, you always also help us with the revisions and what it all means. So the last time we talked, you know, we were pretty high on July. You know, people thought it was cool. Does that revision down and this new 315 number, is that major? Is that cause for some serious concern, or is this still pretty steady?
No, it's not a cause for concern. And in fact, June is the one that had the big revision, and that surprised all of us as being very high compared with expectations. And so this just brings June back to a more realistic number. And employers have 3 months to get their information in to the Bureau of Labor Statistics if they're in the survey of employers from which we get the payroll job numbers. And so in the pandemic, there have been various reasons why they may have been slow, and so it, a lot more negatives from June must have come in this month to cause that big revision in June. But it's not surprising because June was much higher than expected. August was very solid number. It was about in line with expectations, and It's a good number. It's below the rate we had in the first 6 months of the year, but as I say in the tweet thread, it's not a surprising thing that job growth is still high, but slowing from really torrid paces because the economy is really getting close to full employment. And there's also the headwinds of the Fed starting to raise interest rates, which have had some effect as well. And we can talk about the Fed at some point if we want, and what it's trying to do and what we hope it can accomplish, but the risks. But anyway, yeah. So this was a good jobs report.
So now But it was good, but we know that there were some small tenths of percentage points where things did change. Black unemployment went, reading your thread, went from 6 to 6.4. Hispanic went from 3.9 to 4.5 in August. White did go up, but only 1/10, 3.1 to 3.2. Asian 2.6 to 2.8. That's what do we know about that minor uptick, and what does that portend?
So that information, if one were looking at the tweet thread, that information came in one that also made the point that that all of those rates are down pretty close to where they were at this just before the recession, and there's some volatility in them month to month. So we've had months when the black rate did better, and months when it went down, and months when it went up because of that volatility. The bad news is it went up in July. The good news is that it has been close to that's one piece of bad news. Yeah, the good news is that it's down close to where it was pre-pandemic, and the enduring bad news is it's roughly twice the white rate, and that's a long-standing situation.
You and I, Chad and I, have not been able to change that yet, folks. We're working on it, me and him together. the labor, and we'll get into the Fed in a minute, but the labor force participation rate, and you've also been helpful in getting us to understand and again, you know, it's one of the reasons we have this conversation with Chad is because what the news media tends to report is, you know, the headlines that also don't always reveal what the truth of the matter is. And you wrote that the prime age labor force participation rate is a better indicator of overall labor market conditions than the headline labor force participation rate for the 16 and over population. And that prime age, right, is 25 to 54, right, Chad?
Right.
And so how did that fare in August?
So let's start out that even the headline number did relatively well, rising 0.3 percentage point. But it's still a percentage point short of, and that's a lot of people, short of where it was at the start of the pandemic. Whereas the 25 to, and that's just to jump ahead a little, that's because it includes people in the baby boom generation who are retiring naturally, not because of, just because they've reached retirement age. And that's a big chunk of the population. And so when you have more people in the 65 and older population, that holds down the labor force participation rate for the 16 and over population. But the prime age, that's really pretty good news that it's within 0.2% of pre-pandemic and has been, has moved up substantially from where it was for the first year or two. Really. It's been 2022 that it's really starting to come up. And that's good. So the labor force participation rate is the number of people working and the number of people actively looking for work. And that's what's required to be counted in the unemployment. So it's the sum of the employed and the unemployed. And then there's a bunch of people who are not in the labor force, many of whom don't want to be in the labor force because they're retired or they're home school or other things, but some of which are not in the labor force, but would like a job. It's just that they haven't looked recently enough. You have to look in the last 4 weeks to be counted as officially unemployed. People who want a job, not in the labor force and want a job, have looked in the past year, maybe, looked in the past year, but not in the last 4 months. So there's still room to expand, but the consequence of the big increase in the size of the labor force, which occurred because people got jobs and people came out of the labor force, people moved from not in the labor force, not looking, to looking, but they didn't get a job yet, but they're looking, and they probably will if the labor market stays as strong as it is. And that's why we talk about the unemployment rate went up from 3.5 to 3.7. But if you remember through the jobs reports coming out of the Great Recession, there were good jobs. There were good reasons why the unemployment rate could go up because of increased participation and people coming back into the labor force, and bad reasons because lots of people were losing jobs. And this is one of those situations that's a good one. That the unemployment rate went up, but that's because people are coming back in to look for work. And if the economy stays strong, they'll find work.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And I did my own math, folks. So when the labor force participation rate goes up, like it did in this past month, it went up, if I believe, 0.4 of a percentage point. Remember, I just said the unemployment rate went up in these small ticks. So when the labor force participation rate goes up, right, Chad, then the unemployment rate also tends to go up.
It can if it goes up a lot. If the participation rate goes up because unemployed workers are the main ones taking new jobs, people who are already unemployed are moved from unemployed to employed. That's a good thing all around because that lowers the unemployment rate. But if a large number of people out of the labor force are so encouraged by that they come back in, but don't immediately find jobs, that can cause it to go up. And yeah, and the overall went up 0.3 of a point, and the 25 to 54 participation rate, 0.4 of a percent. So it's really a really nice increase, especially nice increase in the population that we pay as an economic indicator that we pay attention to is 25 to 54. Yeah, as a human indicator, we look at the overall as well.
Yeah. But so, and you alluded to the Fed, and we've touched on this before when you've been on the show, the risks in whatever decision the Fed makes in the coming days and weeks. Where do you see that headed?
The Fed has made it pretty clear that it's going to continue to raise rates until it sees very clear signs that inflation is coming down. That's concerning in the sense that the Fed's raising rates increases the risk of the economy falling into recession. Increases the risk. Doesn't guarantee it, but it increases the risk. Now, if what the Fed would like to see is kind of what we saw this month, which is the labor force participation was up. That means people are taking jobs, and yes, they're getting income too, which adds to demand. But they're taking jobs, which means the supply is increasing, and that by itself acts against inflation. More people come into the labor force, more jobs are created. It means that the economy can produce more output without running up against constraints. Yeah, I'm getting a little too complicated. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me pause there, and say that the fact that the Fed wants to keep raising rates increases the risk of the economy having a recession. The fact that jobs are still growing and the unemployment rate is not shooting up. It went up, but for a good reason, is an indication that the Fed is getting what it wants to see, which is less pressure on prices from demand for goods and services bumping up against supply constraints. And that's good, but if we start to get into a situation where employers are starting to lay off lots of people, that's what becomes
problematic. So what we don't want is another recession.
We definitely don't. Now, the Fed is making an argument that has some merit, but is also complicates the story, which is that you want to get inflation moving in the right direction so that the idea that inflation is really high doesn't get built into people's expectations, so that employers don't say, well, I know we have a lot of inflation, so I'm going to raise my prices my inputs are going to be costly, the things I use to produce my goods and services. So I'm going to get ahead of that game because of inflation, and I'm going to raise my prices too. And some workers may say, I know prices are going to keep going up, or I think prices are going to keep going up. And so I will increase my wage demands. And if you can keep it, the expectation of inflation continuing to rise from getting out of hand, and inflation starts to fall, as it actually did in the last couple of months by a little bit, then that prevents the Fed having to take much harsher steps in the future to get ongoing inflation and to get inflation expectations there. Longer term inflation expectations are not up. So it's encouraging that if inflation begins to come down, the Fed will not have to really tighten a whole lot. And that reduces the risk of recessions. The Fed doesn't feel it has to really keep getting something. But this is all speculation. The Fed has a lot of influence on certain sectors by raising interest rates, housing, auto sales. And it also has a complicated effect on the exchange rate and hence on our exports that we will get into. So it's a situation that is quite complicated, and the outcomes are certain. We would call the scenario the Fed is aiming for a Goldilocks scenario, where the economy is not too hot, not too cold, and inflation comes down. That's a hard thing to achieve, not an impossible thing to achieve.
But again, the risk is to prevent inflation accidentally, I guess, triggering a recession.
I'm forcing the Fed to keep rates really high because inflation is accelerating. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
If it's decelerating, if the inflation rate is coming down, it's still high, but it's coming down. That's what you want. And I think we'll be seeing that in the next few months.
Well, I guess the question I'm asking, how much more room is the Fed going to give it to continue to come down before triggering something else? I mean, how patient are they going to be?
Well, they're not being patient in the sense that there's still question about whether at its next meeting, which is later this month, the Fed is going to raise its target interest rate by 0.75 percentage point or 0.5 percentage point. If the CPI, which will come out in the meantime, is not rising again, and maybe even inflation rate is falling, so not the price level itself, Then the Fed might be more inclined to go just with 50 instead of 5. And that would be a sign that they think, they believe that inflation's come down. But they're going to keep going up by smaller increments still in subsequent months until they see that inflation is really coming down and sure that it's going to be coming down close to the target.
Got it. Got it. Chad Stone, folks. Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Oh, before I go, we always do, may not have it in my fingertips. State and local schools are reopening. Do we have those numbers?
Yeah, I actually made a mistake in the tweet thread and I put in a tweet just this morning.
Oh, you did?
Correcting it. That I had a number of over 600,000 in education alone. Decline. That was still below February 2020, but that was overall state and local revenue is over 600,000 below where it was in February 2020. Education jobs still down 300,000. So that, there's still a lot of education jobs to come back, and we'll see what happens in this coming back to school cycle.
Yeah, right. I mean, this was just the August report. So we'll actually get a more accurate number on that probably for the September report. Right? So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. Follow Chad on Twitter, folks. Chad, at Chad, CBPP for Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Chad, CBPP on Twitter. He joins us every month. Chad, we thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Always great to be with you.
Likewise, great to be with you, too.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.